We've got Phillip Island this weekend. Really look forward to it. It's Saturday, 57-lap race. 57-lap race on Sunday. And a man who wants to drive particularly well. I'm sure he loves this track like all the drivers. Dave Reynolds joins us. G'day, Dave.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. You're down there.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Or is the weather crappy?
Raining.
Oh,
well, it can change. It's four seasons in one day down there.
Yeah, it's always. Melbourne and Victoria is kind of always like that, but...
Yeah,
it's going to be pretty bad weather today, but apparently it's going to be not so bad over the weekend.
Dave, are you one of those drivers? Does anybody like driving in the wet? But what are your efforts like in the wet? Some guys are like horses; they just improve.
Well, to be honest, everyone hates it.
Yeah,
but you know, because you get wet and it's dangerous and you can't really see anything and it's kind of hard to do our jobs. But it's actually a lot of fun to race in because you know you can. It's easy to pass, people make mistakes, and you're always on the limit, and it's quite scary, and I love that.
Yeah.
That sounds really mental, but it's really fun.
Yeah, but you guys are mental, so that makes sense.
Not really. Yeah. We're all quite fine.
Well, we saw that, mate, Simon Plains, we saw that pile up, and that was bad visibility and all the rest of it. Now, if it was dry and clear, I don't know whether it still would have happened, because it was a domino effect. Were you involved in that?
Well, no, that all happened from about 9th or 10th back.
Yeah.
And I qualified fourth, so I was kind of ahead of it. So luckily, it was a really good day to qualify up the front for us.
Now, mate, what happened here at Phillip Island? Tell us about your memories, whether you enjoyed it or not, but you had an incident there when you were in contention for championship honours and Shane Van Gisbergen turned you around?
Turned me around, yeah. That was about 2015. I don't know what to say.
Well, you gave it to him.
Oh, yeah, I walked up to his truck and I tried to get through about five mechanics to get to him, but they wouldn't let me to him. So, oh, well, live to fight another day.
Is he still dead to you?
Always, bro.
That's what you said. He's dead to me, bro. He's dead to me.
Yeah, that was one of the classic lines. No one remembers who won that race, but everyone remembers I said that.
Yeah, and how's Erebus, mate? Obviously, it's come from running the Mercedes, it's to the Commodore now. How's it all moving? Obviously, the qualification was outstanding last time around. So how do you feel it's going?
Yeah, well, I think it's being really good, but I can't compare to the Mercedes because I was never part of that program.
Yes.
I joined when they moved to Melbourne from Brisbane. They got rid of the Mercs and started running Holden. So I can, you know, for me, this has been a really big change because I came from the Ford Performance, you know, racing side, which ran four factory cars, you know, 65 people to running two Holdens with about, you know, 15 to 20 people running the cars. So for me, it's been a really big change. But it took us a while last year to find our steps. But towards the end of the year, we got a really brilliant engineer in Alison Bean, and he was fantastic and brought heaps of good processes and, you know, a pretty good spreadsheet to run the car on. And, you know, this year we built a new car. We've got a new tyre for the whole category. So that's kind of changed up the whole engineering sort of side a little bit. But otherwise, we've been going good. You know, last round we finished fourth and fifth. And we should have been third overall, but the first race didn't count because of the shunt. But, yeah, man, I'm loving it. It's been fantastic. It's a really cool team to work with. You know, great vibe. You know, Betty's a fantastic boss. And everyone's just about having fun and going racing.
Mate, we haven't really got a proper answer yet about why this has become two 250K races. So it's a real endurance test. And in that weather, it'll be physically and mentally taxing, I imagine.
Yeah. They just want to, V8 just want to see us getting out of the car with like lopsided heads. Because around here, it's really hard on your neck. And you drive through the last corner looking through it sideways. Because by the end of the race, you can't even hold your neck up. So I reckon that's why they've done it, because I don't like to piss us off.
Yeah, so it's harsh. In your opinion, it's harsh from the governing body.
Yeah, it's actually a very fast track and it's really flowing, and you probably spend about 80% of your time turning. So you're constantly turning and trying to coast the car around the track. So and it's high speed, so it's relatively big G. And your neck just flies out.
Yeah, unbelievable.
To be honest, I don't know why they've done two 250Ks here, because we used to do the Phillip Island 500, which is the precursor to Bathurst, and that stops in about 2011, I think. And even then, you know, 500Ks with two drivers was a long day, and we're doing this by ourselves, which is insanity.
So is it all about finding the pace? How much balance do you need on a track like Phillip Island, given that it is a fast flowing track?
Yeah, well, you can't need to be very well balanced because, you know, like I said, you spend 80% of your time turning, so you spend a long time in each corner.
Yeah.
And if your car's not balanced well, it's a long day and it's an even longer lap. Like it's a really hard track to get it right. And that's when you're seeing qualifying, you know, the differences between the good cars and the bad cars is quite a big time disparity.
Mm.
So it's really important to have a really good balanced car. And, you know, today it's wet, so we won't be able to adjust our cars much. So we'll just rely on, you know, prior tracks and prior knowledge, which is kind of good because it keeps it a bit simpler.
Mm.
But you'd rather be doing laps and trying stuff. But in the wet, you can't really get the same sort of feel because the car doesn't produce as much grip in the wet. And you're on a different tire, and you're kind of asking for different things.
Good stuff, Dave. Great chat, mate. You've given us a great insight into the weekend. Race well, mate.
I don't know if I made any sense whatsoever.
No, you're right.
No, mate, we spend 3.5 hours a day not making sense. So.
Oh, perfect. Radio.
You've joined a good team here, mate. Don't worry. You will be rubbernecking by the judging of that G-force around those corners.
I hope there's someone there to massage it for you.
Yeah, we've got a physio coming tonight.
Oh,
different
great.
To what I was thinking.
Off you go.
No.
Dave, we wish you all the best, and hopefully that weather clears up at Phillip Island.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done.
Dave Reynolds from Erebus Motorsport. Insanity, he's described it. Disregard for the race car drivers down there by making it two 250K races.
Yeah, he's a $34 chance. You've got Tim Slade for $41 and Todd Kelly, no chance at $101.